and square root of 2 over 2 times the vector 1, 1, 0. That would be normalized and rationalized, of course.
Of course, I replied, though I had only a vague idea what she was talking about. It gave me a glimpse at the staggering mathematical intellect behind that blank face, however. Hard to believe she had calculated that in her head so quickly. Leia had offered to walk me through the problem, but I knew it would have taken a quadratic formula and a set of ground teeth to get an answer in 5 minutes. Drusel had solved it in a few seconds. Hoping to distract her from presenting me with a similar question, I wasn't sure I remembered what an eigenvalue was, even after my crash course, I added, "We need to move quickly through this sewer system to an exit where I have a speeder waiting. We'll take that to a docking platform in the next district, where we have a ship ready to take you off planet. The faster we move, the better chance we have to escape before the Empire tries to shut down outgoing traffic." The filth grew steadily worse the deeper we traveled into the sewer, as assorted small tributaries of goo gurgled to join our larger sluice. We sloshed our way through the muck at a respectable trot, using a pocket lamp to light our way. I was following the same path out that I had taken to get in, turning at each junction in reverse order. Shouts and echoes of pursuit bounced off the walls somewhere behind us, but Drusel before and ignored that. She was determined instead to greet me properly.
"I will certainly move at my best speed, Luke Skywalker. While we move, can you math something math for me with something math?"
Drusel used proper terms, of course, and precise numbers, but I don't recall exactly what she asked me or even if I knew all the terms to begin with. It sounded, however, like she asked me a question with a single answer instead of a set of values and vectors.
Let me see. That would be... 3?
The given made a phlegmy noise in her throat that might have been laughter.
"Excellent."
Yes, it was excellent. Thank the stars for 3PO's and Leia's experience with given. A pause in conversation allowed me to hear more clearly. It may have been my imagination, but it sounded as though our pursuers were growing closer. I knew Nakari had taken out at least the 2 guards closest to Drusel, and R2 had neutralized the security droid, otherwise the given wouldn't be here with me. But that still left up to 6 ISB agents able to pursue and call for backup to capture us. Or what was more likely, recapture Drusel and execute me. Before I could ask Drusel anything about her remaining security, she asked a question of her own.
"Did I hear you use a first-person plural regarding our transport off-planet? I believe you said we have a ship ready. Might that mean you have confederates?"
"Yes, a droid and a sniper. They'll be meeting us."
"Ah, the 2 who disrupted my security detail. I see. They will probably be fine if they are vectoring to some point ahead of us on the surface. But I am obliged to tell you that my calculations suggest a high probability of us being accosted before our arrival at your rendezvous point."
"How can you know that? You don't even know where we're going."
"I do not know for certain. I did say probability, not certainty. But I can make educated guesses as to our destination based on extant variables and predict that our pursuit shall catch up to us prior to our exit unless they behave stupidly."
"Isn't that one of your extant variables?"
"The worst possible kind. As you may well know, unlike kinetics or time or distance, human stupidity is incalculable."
"Hey, I..."
"Well, yeah. I guess there's no arguing that. Let's see if we can increase our rate and reduce the probability of this confrontation, you see."
"That would be wise."
Stepping up our pace increased the noise of our passage and made us more likely to trip and get a face full of something unspeakable. But I'd far rather risk that than getting shot in the back. Thinking of the ISB agents, however, caused me to forget that the sewers were otherwise inhabited.
as we arrived at a junction where we were supposed to take a left, a growl and a flash of teeth warned me in time to keep all my digits, but only just. A squat, four-legged creature cruised past me in the air as I jerked backward, its jaws open for the lamp and crunching down on it, probably taking the tips of my fingers off as well, judging by the sharp stab of pain I felt. The light winked out in the guts of the thing, plunging us into darkness. We were deep in the tunnels now, and there were no street-level drainage grates above us. "Stay back!" I warned Drusel, as I heard the creature choke and spit up the lamp. It wasn't working anymore. Maybe it was simply in the off position rather than broken, but I wasn't about to search in the dark for it in the bottom of a sewer with something hungry nearby. We needed to see. So I pulled my lightsaber from my belt and hoped it would give off enough ambient light to spot the creature before it attacked again. Holding it in front of me in a defensive stance, I turned it on as I heard the creature snarl and thrash in the filth. The blue plasma blade bloomed up, and my eyes dilated in the darkness, saw the thing open its mouth and bunch its powerful back legs for a spring at my throat. The teeth appeared as slimy, greenish icicles, though perhaps that was an illusion of the poor light. And the beast had large nostrils and ears of pale skin, but only two tiny eye spots. Its lack of fur was doubtless a mercy down here. The nostrils flared, and the ears cocked in my direction. And then it leapt at me, jaws agape, certain now that I would be far more edible than a pocket lamp. There was little time or space to do much more than dodge to one side and slash down reflexively at a clear threat. I'm sure my swipe at it would score me no approval from anyone trained in martial arts. But in that confined space, it was effective enough. The blade sheared off a slice of its cheek and perhaps a few teeth. Its momentum slammed the creature into my shoulder in a passing broadside, but all that earned me was a greasy smear of burnt flesh rather than